as it stands now, it's likely to be pushed back at least a year. So it would probably be spring of 2016 at the earliest. And part of that is because we have a lot of work to do before they could get in here and actually do the remediation. After talking with ComEd officials, we found that it would probably be impractical for us to remain in the building while they were doing remediation. It just didn't seem really, I mean, I guess it could be done, but it just didn't seem to really work well as far as overall public safety and staff safety. And you know, there's just a whole bunch of concerns involved with that.
Logistically, what would be involved in moving the contents of, you know, the main library to another location?
It kind of depends on what we do. If we are looking at building a brand new facility and moving into that facility, you know, we would just have one move. You know, we would construct a new building and then move the contents to that facility, and that would be, I think, a little easier than actually moving to a temporary facility and then moving back, because, you know, a library move, I mean, you have all of the you know, print contents that would have to be moved in a systematic order, because, you know, you can't just have a big pile of books and then work from there. You want to try and keep the shelving grouped properly, and you want to make sure that the move into the new building, whatever that building may be, is orderly. And then, of course, there are the technology issues of setting up a new fiber connection and taking care of all the networking issues and everything like that. I mean, there are a lot of moving parts in this process, and it won't be easy. Let's just put it that way.
Whether it's a permanent location or a temporary location, is it a priority to maintain that downtown?
Well, right now, I think that's where the board and city administration are leaning. I think that they want to try and keep the main library downtown. I can't say with absolute 100% certainty that it would remain downtown, but I think that that's the goal. One of the things that the mayor has said is he would like the library to be part of a downtown master plan. And I don't really have a lot of details on when the master plan development would begin. I would certainly hope it would happen sooner rather than later so that we can start planning for our move or whatever we need to do.
How is the library, you know, yourself and the board making these decisions on how to proceed? I mean, is this something where you're looking for community input?
Well, as far as community input, I mean, we're kind of in a situation where we don't have a lot of wiggle room. I mean, there's contamination on the site. It needs to get cleaned. We're going to have to do it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're certainly open to public input. That's not a question at all. It's just at some point we're going to have to, I think, eventually leave the building, at least temporarily, to do the cleanup. And there's really not much we can do about that. This is something that we inherited, obviously. I mean, this goes back to the, you know, 1800s when the gas plant was on the site. So there's not much we can do other than take care of the remediation and try and find a solution that works for us, you know, operationally, works for us financially, and you know, yeah, we do have to work with ComEd, and we also have to work with the city of Rockford too. So we have to find a solution that's good for everyone.
So for the average patron who's, you know, going in and out of your doors, you know, bringing their kids in every week and doing story time and all that sort of thing, really they won't see any changes for another 2 years. Is that right?
Well, I'm not sure when the changes would actually occur, when we would have to vacate, but it's going to be a little while yet, because even setting up a temporary site, you know, if we were to move out and set up a temporary location somewhere, that's going to take a little bit of time just to get that ready. And the move itself, you know, moving a large library like this, it's going to take some time.